The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Stars of the world of radio. What do you think happened to my plans? Into the tank, into the bucket, into the hole in the ground. Jennifer went out celebrating last night. She likes hockey. Ugh, I don't even begin to understand that. You don't like hockey, do you, Kenny?
Not especially.
No. All right, so anyway, she did that, and so it's Ken Kessler and Doug Steffen and you, 888-302-3684, the strategy to combat ISIS. The president's plan may include more wide-ranging airstrikes against targets in Iraq and in Syria. Here we are again, president outlining missions. This sounds horrifically like what it did in 2003. Does it not? How many people are thinking that as you understand John Kerry going into this country, going into Iraq to explain the strategy that we are going to carry out against ISIS? Top level talks to forge a coalition. Some of the people in the Middle East who seemed over the weekend or late last week ready to go and to sign on as part of the 22 nations that will go after ISIS didn't seem so eager yesterday, did they, Kenny? Didn't seem like they were that, well, let's see, let's think about this a little bit. And one wonders what the heck they're thinking about. Their own future is certainly going to be in question. If they let these people continue, if they let these things continue to do what they've been doing over the past 6, 8, 10 months, Iraq is still filled with sectarian violence and divisions, and that's why ISIS has gained a foothold. People don't really understand, and I said this yesterday on the air, and one, boy, do you understand how dividing your country weakens it? We can take this as an example in our country and maybe learn something from it, because we are so divided here. We are so split up, religion, region, state by state even. What you do for a living, where your children go to school, what sports you like, you name it, there's a division. There's a fight about even, well, I like San Francisco, you like Los Angeles, good, I'm going to punch you until you're practically dead. I mean, this is how silly all of this is, part of the human condition, I guess. Yesterday, you may have heard the information that came from Stephen Hawking, supposedly the most intelligent man on the planet, who says that there may be a burp in the God particle. And as I struggle to understand what there is about what makes sense in all this fighting and division, and if we have God's perfection, you see how they tie together? God, as we understand him or her or it to be, is perfection. And it isn't, I'm not talking about the Bible, I'm talking about anything that is part of some religious strategy to control what you do or how you think. I'm just, in general, what feels comfortable to me about God is that there is order, there is reason, there is love, there's faith, there's hope, there's all of that. And yet when you look at the things that have been created on what is called by some God's good earth, you got to wonder if maybe something has gone awry here. When you look at these beings, these monsters, these horrific killing machines, and all they want is power and control. That's, however, what we see. Isn't that what your parents want over you? Sort of. You're growing up. You need to have somebody over you. Your parents are more powerful and they have control over you, right? The boss, he has power and control over you. You see what I'm saying? There's nothing, there's no, the train of how we exist is the same no matter what the degree of power or control that's being exerted. Your parents have control over you. Your boss has control over you. Your husband or wife may have control over you. The government has control over you. ISIS has control over you. Who's standing up for himself or herself? Think about it that way. Is that a stretch, Kenny? What do you think about that reasoning?
It's funny. I'm just, as I'm going through social media here, looking to see what people are saying about ISIS, the people who are most concerned about it are the news media.
Mm.
There aren't very many comments from people who don't have some kind of agenda. If they're not a politician, if they're not working for a news network or a newspaper or talk radio station, they're not talking about this.
Mm-hmm. And so that begs the question, what are they talking about? What do people, Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter, Good Day Show, what do people find of value or import as they start their Wednesday?
A lot of conversation about Ray Rice.
Uh-huh. So how's that going to improve your life? Hey, but it's just an interesting thing because they can look at somebody else's train wreck and not have to look at their own.
That's true. Yeah.
His wife yesterday had some things to say about the situation. She's at the heart of this, given the video that everybody has seen, or most people have seen at this point. She says that taking football away from her husband is horrific, but they will continue to show the rest of the world what real love is. Yeah, real love is punching your wife senseless, knocking her out, dragging her across the floor. But are we missing? So if that's... See, that's the other... There's a real question here. If they're okay with it, the two of them, why should everybody else be so concerned about it? People ask that question, right? What are people saying about that, Kenny? Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter, Good Day Show. If they're okay with it, the two of them, then why should anybody else be concerned?
Well, Allison says, Ray Rice wasn't fired because he hit his wife. He was fired because he became a PR nightmare.
Yeah. He's out of a job. An increasing number of critics think Commissioner Roger Goodell, the man in charge of disciplining this player, ought to be the next person to go. Critics want to know why he and the league were initially lenient in doling out punishment, first issuing a 2-day suspension, and then his suspension was indefinite, and then Goodell says, I didn't get it right, we have to do it better. National Organization for Women's calling for his resignation, so let's see what kind of protesting gets done along that line. Any other, what else do you have comment-wise as we move into the Ray Rice zone?
Sal says Ray Rice is fired, but every other terrible person associated with the Baltimore Ravens still has a job.
Including the owner? There aren't many people who like him either, right? I don't know. That, you know, me making comments about what goes on in football is probably not the best way of me spending my time. Over the time of people listening, I noticed there was a vote by the Player Association in the NFL. The reps for the players have voted on a new drug policy that could come down today. After more than 3 years of squabbling and roadblocks, the vote was tabled late last night following a lot of tension over changes to the policy. The league pushed to punish personnel upon a DUI arrest before a legal process had taken place, and had different viewpoints on punishments related to marijuana use, so they didn't get together on that, and that's why the vote didn't take place. So the NFL, busy doing things that ought not to be. If people are not interested in ISIS, why are they interested in this stuff? Or is it just the news media that's interested in this, too, because it makes for a good story? What do you say about that, Kenny?
Well, I think the news media loves a good story and loves to pump up the fear, and I don't think most people see, see this as a threat that's very far away.
Mm-hmm.
It's over in the Middle East. It's a shame that it's happening, but...
Then let's talk about another threat that people are engaged in, and that's Ebola. More and more doctors, more and more people who look at this have a different point of view than they did a month ago on Ebola, don't they? When you get right down to it. Is that the second most interesting or most comment upon item on Facebook.com/Good Day or Twitter or Good Day Show?
There is a lot of that. I was just getting ready to post on our Facebook page, and if you'd like to comment, Facebook.com/Good Day Show, whether your opinion about Ebola has changed, because the stories that we're hearing certainly are.
Yeah, well, somebody suggested earlier this morning on social media that what we ought to do is send somebody with Ebola over into an ISIS camp. Right? Let's get somebody with Ebola to go. And the other way, turning it around, you really want to scare people. Think about it this way. If these people are crazy enough to blow themselves up for Allah, then what's the difference? Go get Ebola and spread that around. Go over and hug somebody who's got Ebola, or kiss them, or have sex with them, and then start touring around Germany and France and Italy and see what that does for you. Food for thought, isn't it, huh? 18 past the hour on Good Day.
I'd say 10, 4, 5, 12.
How many different beers do you think Sam Adams brews in a year?
I think Sam Adams has about 10 different beers.
I can think of the Boston Lager.
Summer Ale.
Summer Ale.
Cherry Wheat.
Ooh, Cherry Wheat.
Rebel IPA.
Sam Adams brews over 60 different styles of beer a year.
I'm shocked.
This is crazy.
So obviously we were wrong.
I had no idea Sam Adams made this many.
He's go up against some of the best beers across the world.
I'm kind of impressed.
This definitely changes my perspective on Sam Adams.
Boston Beer Company, Boston Mass. Drink responsibly.
Hi, I'm Doug Steffen with some facts about allergies that will surprise you. Fact one, your allergy symptoms aren't caused by allergens. They're caused by your body's chemical responses to them. Fact two, antihistamines target only one of these chemical responses. Fact three, Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour stops more to relieve your worst nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for a full 24 hours. You've got the facts, now get relief with Nasacort. It stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
At the Home Depot, buy one or more pallets of GAF Royal Sovereign 3-tab shingles and save up to 20%. Let's raise the roof, but lower the cost with bulk pricing on GAF, America's number one shingle, featuring advanced protection technology. This is worth shouting from the rooftops. Let's do this. Up to 20% off one or more pallets of select GAF shingles. More saving. More doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through September 17th, U.S. only. See store for details.
All across the U.S., people are hearing this. And once people hear it, they break into a dance and head to Staples. Here's a mom and daughter. Why are you guys dancing?
I just got glue for 39 cents. So cool. Erasers for 25 cents. Way. And mechanical pencils for $1. I got a muffa that is. My friends will be so jelly. Hashtag really cool.
Let me translate. She got glue for 39 cents, erasers for 25 cents, and mechanical pencils for $1. She must tell her friends on social media.
OMG. Staples. This back to school, make more happen for less. Offers available on supplies last. Limit supplies. See store staples.com for details.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. And this Friday through Sunday, everyone's invited to our fall open house. No membership required. Hurry in to take advantage of savings on top brands like Samsung, Serta, Rubbermaid, and Kellogg's. Plus, get a free health screening valued at $150 this Saturday, September 13th, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. only. Save big this weekend at our fall open house. No membership required. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better when you're in the club. See club for details.
It's time to earn your MBA at DeVry University's Keller Graduate School of Management. Keller professors share real-world experience so students graduate ready to advance in their careers. Get started with our merit-based Career Catalyst Scholarship with up to $8,000 for new students who qualify. Classes start October 27th. Full details at keller.edu/scholarships. For students who qualify and start by November 2014, subject to approval and availability of funds, DeVry University is authorized for operation by the TAGC, certified to operate by SHED. In New York, DeVry University operates the DeVry College of New York.
The
Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
Development musically today that I thought a lot of you would want to know more about. That's the music in the background from U2, The Miracle of Joey Ramone is a song from their U2 album Songs of Innocence, which is available today for the first time exclusively on iTunes. There's been a collaboration between Apple and U2 about 10-12 years. And so they have partnered with the release of this Songs of Innocence as its roots in the connection that they had, at least in this song anyway, Kenny, to the Ramones, the miracle of Joey Ramone, according to the stories and to the lore. This is what got U2 going. And then there were other influences that are demonstrated in the Songs of Innocence album. Bob Dylan, The Clash, as well as what it was like to grow up in Dublin and their pilgrimage to California. So they dub it as a collection of songwriting and music made possible by their own life experiences. And isn't that the best music, or aren't the best stories that are told or written about life's experiences? Isn't that generally what we want to learn about it? We want to hear about it. So this is a surprise new album, and this album giving it away free. How is that going to work for them? Why are they giving it away free?
Well, it's a huge promotion, and it's going to certainly make everybody want to go see them in concert when they go on tour for this.
Right.
But everybody who has an iTunes account, and that's about 500 million people, it's free to everyone.
Right.
And you can sign up for an iTunes account and get it for free.
There you go. All right, so if you're a fan of U2, there's the word for you. That's how they're making you happy or making you a new fan. iTunes users sign up for this, the new U2 album. 26 after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. The late night show is now in the focus with monologues from Conan O'Brien, Letterman, Jimmy Fallon, Seth Meyers. So let's get a joke or two here.
Analysts say that for President Obama's last 2 years in office, he has assembled a to-do list. Yeah. Of course, Bill Clinton also had a to-do list. It was called the Victoria's Secret Catalog.
You know Jack the Ripper, the legend of Jack the Ripper, horrible serial killer in England, and they never, well, they found out now, the case was finally solved by a CSI Ripper unit. They figured it out, and he, remember, he was arrested and sent to prison for stealing back his sports memorabilia. I don't
know. Ohio Congressman Tim Ryan is making news for saying that if John McCain were president, we'd currently be in seven different wars, as opposed to now when it's only like six wars. So, I mean, good point, though. Yeah, good point.
Iraq has elected a new prime minister, Haider al-Abadi. Al-Abadi was made prime minister of Iraq when he was the last one to shout, not it. So congratulations to you. Congratulations.
Hey, hooray! I look at the winners. Speaking of winners from yesterday in the political wars, the advancement of Scott Brown, used to be a U.S. senator from Massachusetts. Now it looks like he might be a U.S. senator from New Hampshire. Isn't it great how that works? Remember what Mrs. Clinton was accused of when she ran for the Senate in New York? You carpetbagger! There are a lot of people who have done that, and the law allows it, and there isn't exactly a lot of shining lights in some of these states, so I think Scott Brown will do well. I love this, the lady who's there now, her name. I don't love what she thinks stands for, but Jean Shaheen. Don't you love that? 28 after the hour. What a great name.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute. Today with Bob Schrum and David Frum. Coming right up, did the ISIS crisis emerge because of Bush's invasion or Obama's later withdrawal from Iraq?
Today, my new dad threw a barbecue.
I burnt everything.
And then we played catch.
I broke Mr. Lewis's window.
And then
somehow my hand.
My hand! And then my dad even let me drive his car.
The hospital's on the right!
It was a rough day.
It was a great day.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of kids in foster care will take you just as you are. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Frum and Schrum. Did the ISIS crisis in Iraq really come out of Bush's unwise, disastrous invasion and occupation, or Obama's later withdrawal from Iraq?
I think they're both orthogonal to the real problem we've got in this region now. What Barack Obama has done in that region, I think, is even worse than what Ralph Peter says. We now have a de facto military partnership with Iran in Syria and in Iraq, for which the United States is getting nothing in return. The United States has been very hesitant to oppose the Iranian client in Syria, and that's Bashar Assad, who's going to survive, in part because we're leaving him alone. The United States is now the de facto partner of the Shiite chauvinist regime in Baghdad. And by the way, those may not have been intrinsically terrible, terrible decisions if you got a quid pro quo.
The idea that somehow or other we have created this mess because we withdrew from Iraq is absurd. I mean, the truth of the matter is we created this mess because we went into Iraq, and we went to war with a bodyguard of lies about weapons of mass destruction. The truth is that we contributed to creating a Shiite crescent all the way from Iran to the Mediterranean.
I'm your host, Mark Green, and that was your Both Sides Minute.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Steph and Good Day program, not necessarily guaranteeing that you're going to be happy, but you will know what's going on. Kenny Kessler and Doug Jennifer stayed out late last night, so she has her little sleepy problems. Nighty-night, Jennifer. Good morning to you. Here's what you need to know. The president is prepared to authorize the first U.S. airstrikes in Syria against ISIS. Strategy detail tonight at 9 o'clock Eastern time. What would normally be on at 9 o'clock Eastern time on Wednesday night? What are some of the good TV shows that are on? Oh, what's the movie tonight? Let's go see what the movie is. Let's see what else is going on. The Ferguson, Missouri situation today, reflecting back on yesterday, last week, this past month. The group is planning to shut down Interstate 70, which goes through Ferguson, Missouri today, protesting the governor's decision not to appoint a special prosecutor in the fatal shooting of Michael Brown. The city council meeting in Ferguson last night. Can you imagine what a circus that was with the news media Ferguson and at the city council? They don't know what hit them. Outpouring of grievances. The situation was a mess. And it ought to be. Ferguson is obviously a poorly run community. And I wonder how it mirrors what's going on in communities all around our country. Bad leadership. We have bad leadership locally, have bad leadership statewide in many states. Some states have good leadership. We have certainly bad leadership on the federal scene. So these people who continue in their arrogance to not want to look at, because of their own prejudices, what their police department is about. So what does it do to shut down Interstate 70? Well, it'll be a nice day for the media. You can imagine all of the newspaper and television reporters, radio people out there. Let's get the story. Let's get in the middle of Route 70, where the average speed is 75 miles an hour. That'll do a lot of people a lot of good. That's what it is. And the speed limit, I think, is actually in Missouri. Having driven Interstate 70 any number of times, and Interstate 40 goes through, does 40 go through? Yeah, 40 goes through Missouri as well. 70 and 40 duplicate themselves in many parts of the country, or they parallel each other. And so Interstate 70 would have a 70-mile-an-hour speed limit outside of the major urban areas. So you go 80 and nobody will bother you. I don't think I'd be jumping out in the middle of Interstate 70 with people whipping around me at 80 miles an hour. Would you, Kenny?
I don't think so.
Too much fun. The leader of the Ukraine says that Russia has moved most of its forces back into the Russian side of the border. Kremlin says it was satisfied with how the ceasefire is holding. What business is it of the Kremlin's? Well, we've had this conversation before, and you know what? It's a boring, it's just boring. It's like the earlier Kenny was, we were going through some of the things that were going on, and ISIS, is that a big deal? Nope! Most comments that we have on Facebook.com/Good Day and Twitter at Good Day Show today are about Ray Rice. Not Ray Price, he's dead. Ray Rice and his wife and what the NFL has done or what they're going to do or what they should do. Are they going to save the game? It's all loaded. It is. Isn't it? I mean, think about it for a second. It's all loaded. It's a bunch of hooey. Is there any more? This is Fashion Week in New York, by the way. Did you know that? Fashion Week in New York. I don't know much about fashion. Corduroys and turtlenecks. I know about them. Miley Cyrus debuts her art collection called Dirty Hippie during a show today. A mask made of small teddy bears and a bong made of plastic bracelets. There you go. That's fashion for you. But that'll be on more people's minds than ISIS. Maybe, yeah, Ray, I keep saying it myself. Now I've fallen into my own hole. Ray Rice. Here's something for you to learn from. You ready? Everybody ready? Learning.
Ready.
About what happened on this day in 1897. A 25-year-old taxi driver named George Smith crashed his cab into a building and earned a dubious distinction. He became the first man in recorded history to be arrested and charged with drunken driving. 1897. Did you think drunken driving had been around since the chariots? What would that have been like, though, actually? Use your imagination. Think about what you know about watching Ben-Hur. Imagine if Ben-Hur had been drunk.
As long as the horses aren't drunk.
If the horses aren't drunk, it's okay. I suppose that's something to be considered, right?
And I bet there were plenty in the chariots that had a little something.
What did they drink back then, though? What was the
wine
drink? They did have a lot of wine then?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, listen. We've moved ourselves well around, haven't we? From ISIS to drunken
chariot races.
You following us, folks, on this? 888-302-3684. In a moment, I want to talk to you about the education realities. What is going on in schools? This is another item of interest. I don't know whether because we've touched on it a couple of times here, Kenny, whether there are comments or not. Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day Show. Feel free to comment by dialing 888-302-3684. Focus earlier on was the Common Core curriculum, which now, because nobody really likes it, they're trying to change the name. Keep it the same, but change the name because they're going to fool you into thinking it's something different, but it's not. But I'd rather get to something more basic, like how your teenager is feeling as he or she wakes up this morning. Are you waking up with your teenager as they get ready to go off to high school? And do you think there's anything to a lot of the stories in the last couple of weeks about teenagers and their sleeping problems and starting schools early, good or bad? Have you made up your mind about that? That's one of those. It's an example of some story that was started by one reporter and then it's gained a lot of it. It's gotten a lot of attention, gained some fame, if you will, because of what it means. Think about it in terms of the educational curriculum and educational system is built not on the needs of your children, but on the needs of the teachers. Did you know? You know that, right? Why should kids have to get up at 6 o'clock to go to school? The only reason that school starts as early as it is because the unions wanted to, so the teachers can have another job after school gets out. Think about it that way. Ooh, I can hear the teachers getting angry at me now. 888-302-3684. What an outrageous statement that is! Really? So then tell me, please, somebody who's a high school teacher, please call us right now and explain to us in a convivial, positive, pleasant way why it is that teenagers have to go to school and be there at 7 o'clock. What's the why? And be out at 2 o'clock. Buses, oh, that's right, that's more important than... Yeah.
Well, no, for the safety of the children, they want the buses off the road by the time the rush hour starts in the morning and in the afternoon.
No, the buses are on. The buses do high school first, then junior high school, then elementary school. They do 3-4 trips before they are done at 9:30. That's really the. Go ahead.
There's no school around here that. The high schools and the middle schools and the elementary schools, they all start by 8 o'clock.
Yeah, here. That's not the way it works here. Works it just the opposite. They use the same buses to carry everybody to school, and that's the reason that they say, well, we have to have everybody in school by 9 o'clock, and that's the elementary school, so we got to start everybody in school before 7. Not necessarily paying attention to what the real learning curves are for students. So let's talk about that in a matter of moments here. And speaking of school, this is an example of some pretty simple mathematics. The more hair in your comb means there's less hair in your head. I guess you could figure that, right? That's subtraction. You're losing your hair if you can see it on your comb. So, you don't want this to happen? So, what's the remedy? I have the solution. I'm sure you've heard me talking before about how to keep your hair from falling out or to get, more importantly, new hair growing back again. And the product to use is Provia. Provia is an easy-to-use serum. It has clinical-grade botanical extracts that cleanse the pores on your scalp. Three main causes of hair loss and thinning. The number one is having the pores blocked so the follicles under your scalp can't grow new hair, can't get the hair through because the pathway is plugged. Provia unplugs it. It's safe for men and safe for women. It's amazing. If you have colored hair, no sweat. If you have treated hair, no problem. So those of you who have been saying goodbye to your hair as they blow away in the wind, perhaps you'd like to try Provia and say, hello, new hair, because that's what will happen. New hair grows back. That's what it is, your hair. It's not some operation moving hair from one part of your head to another. Just cleansing the pores. Can you imagine over the years, this is really what's amazing about Provia is very inexpensive. You know what it costs to get a hair transplant? A couple $1,000, $3,000-$4,000. These people have hoodwinked. And they've been great. Some of the companies like Bosley made jillions of dollars by moving your hair around your head. You don't have to do that. Spend a couple of bucks. Call 800-525-8319 and get your own hair back without having any kind of serious operation. 800-525-8319. Doesn't it make a lot of sense? Think about it that way. How much sense does it make to use a product like this? It's perfect. Try it. You have nothing to lose because if it doesn't work, you get your money back. But I'm suggesting it'll work for you. It'll work for me. Richie can't make fun of me anymore because of the little spot in the back of my head. It's been filled because I cleansed the pores and the hair's growing back again there. Order Provia now and get the Super Concentrate, which actually give you faster, more noticeable results. 800-525-8319. What you need to remember is that you'll get your hair back. That's all you need to know. Cleanse the pores, get your hair growing back again. 800-525-8319.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. And this Friday through Sunday, everyone's invited to our fall open house. No membership required. Hurry in to take advantage of savings on top brands like Samsung, Serta, Rubbermaid, and Kellogg's. Plus, get a free health screening valued at $150 this Saturday, September 13th, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. only. Save big this weekend at our fall open house. No membership required. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better when you're in the club. See club for details.
Hi, I'm Doug Steffen with some facts about allergies that will surprise you. Fact one, your allergy symptoms aren't caused by allergens. They're caused by your body's chemical responses to them. Fact two, antihistamines target only one of these chemical responses. Fact three, Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour stops more to relieve your worst nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for a full 24 hours. You've got the facts, now get relief with Nasacort. It stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
You're the type who likes to seize the day. All 30 of them during Member September. All month long, almost anything you get at Rite Aid gets you 3 times the Wellness Plus points, which gets you to gold and 20% off almost everything in the store 3 times faster. Yep, the best program in the business is now even better. Buy 3, but only during Member September and only at Rite Aid. Activate your membership at memberseptember.com today. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Limitations apply. Prescriptions ineligible for triple points. See store for details.
Your local Health Mart pharmacy would like to salute caregivers everywhere. They're the selfless among us, juggling work and care, with little time for themselves. The ones who are aiding an aging parent, or nurturing a sick child, or supporting a loved one who perhaps doesn't remember them anymore. Fact is, we are all caregivers at different times, and your Health Mart pharmacist is ready to go above and beyond to support you with advice, encouragement, and expert guidance in good times and bad. That's because Health Marts are independently owned by pharmacists who are part of the community and take the time to know you and your family's changing needs. At Health Mart, we care for caregivers, and we'd love to know each and every one of you by name. Visit healthmart.com for the location near you. Health Mart. Caring for you and about you.
Your local Health Mart pharmacist is proud to help the caregivers among us with support and expert advice. Visit healthmart.com for the location nearest you. We're talking about teenagers and sleeping in schools, pediatricians and politicians issuing a wake-up call to American educators. Teenagers need to start school later in the morning. The report was issued by the National Sleep Foundation. I'm wondering whether they're looking for some kind. I love these. There's an advocacy group. This is a lobbying group in Washington. Advocacy group for everything. But I'm not sure that what they're saying isn't wrong. That would be my way of saying a double negative, a positive. I think they're right, actually. I remember teaching school, although it was 40 years ago, I still remember how the youngsters this age came into school, and by 9 o'clock, half of them were asleep in the seats. You had to do all kinds of things in order to keep them awake and keep them focused on what was going on. Middle schoolers, high schoolers, teenagers need to get more sleep. That's the way their bodies are functioning. And, boy, did they fade fast during the day. When I was in there, I remember getting to school, I'd usually arrive about 6:45 or so. School started at 7:20 or 7:25, and it was out at 2:45. This was I taught 6th, 7th, 8th, and 9th grade students. And so I didn't, you put two and two together. This group suggests that the times be changed from the average of 7:15 for high schoolers to 8:40. In other words, change the way. There are two recommendations here, and I just wonder what you think about them. Two recommendations. One of them is start the day later and make the school day longer. So teachers now don't like that idea because, again, there are many of them involved in other jobs, that sort of thing. Teachers say, however, in this study, the students are much more alert during the first 2 periods of school when they are, you know, just sort of coming to after they've had their ride on the bus, or they've ridden on a bike, or they've walked to school, or parents make them lazier by bringing them a half a mile to school instead of having them walk, that kind of stuff. So they're awake, and then they fall asleep by the third period, which is what, 10 o'clock usually in that vicinity, 9:30, 10 o'clock. They're really probably not able to, whatever you're doing in the third period gets wasted. And until they have lunch, then after lunch, they get groggy because they've had too much to eat. What the heck? Let's just cancel school. What do you say? Everybody in favor of canceling school? Raise your hands. Hooray!
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Attention all listeners, are you ready for a free stock market webinar with PhilsGang.com? Join us September 13th to 12 noon Eastern for this live PhilsGang.com free webinar, valued at $75. You'll learn how to protect your principal in this Federal Reserve-controlled low-interest rate market by identifying moves before they happen. To register, simply go to LearnStocksForFree.com. LearnStocksForFree.com. Or call 877-600-4264, promo code GCN. 877-600-4264, promo code GCN.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Now 53 after the hour, Tech Talk time on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, starting with an overview of Shelley Palmer's work from yesterday. He did some research and he's going to talk to you in a moment about Slingshot. Slingshot is a photo sharing feature on Facebook. Ever used it, Kenny? Slingshot?
I have not.
No. You've seen it, though? You've heard about it?
I've heard about it, yeah.
Heard about it. All right. If you're ready for Slingshot, I have a different meaning in my mind what a slingshot means. So let's turn around our understanding of the term slingshot as we focus on technology here. Shelley Palmer, just a moment on Good Day.
What is normal? At Mobile One, our normal is 200 miles per hour, 3 hours in traffic. Our normal is 500 degrees and 40 below. We test our synthetic motor oils in some of the most extreme conditions you could encounter, because our normal is anything but. Mobile One, keep your engine running like new. Learn more about our product development at mobileone.us/ournormal.
At the Home Depot, buy one or more pallets of GAF Royal Sovereign 3-tab shingles and save up to 20%. Let's raise the roof, but lower the cost with bulk pricing on GAF, America's number one shingle, featuring advanced protection technology. This is worth shouting from the rooftops. Let's do this. Up to 20% off one or more pallets of select GAF shingles. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through September 17th, U.S. only. See store for details.
Today
on Shelley Palmer Digital Living. When Facebook launched Slingshot, some people saw it as nothing more than a Snapchat knockoff. But Slingshot had a unique feature. To see the photos or videos your friends sent you, you needed to sling a photo or video back to them. The most recent update to the app, though, makes that feature optional. Now, when you send a picture, you can set it to be locked or unlocked. Locked photos will require your friends to send you a photo before they can view yours, but unlocked photos can be viewed with no reply needed. Slingshot still sets itself apart from Snapchat with its reaction feature, which lets you quickly take a selfie after you receive a sling. But the latest update makes it seem like Facebook is giving the struggling Slingshot one last chance before it offs the app. Slingshot is Facebook's second attempt at cloning Snapchat, and the first didn't fare that well either. Facebook killed off Poke a few months back. Will Slingshot fare any better? Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Seven's Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer. I have a story about a product that I have started using called Omax 3 Ultra Pure, developed by doctors affiliated with Yale University, 16 times more powerful than the krill oil that you buy in the superstore. Omax 3 Ultra Pure, shown in clinical studies to help maintain healthy cholesterol levels and to lower the triglyceride levels in as short a period as 30 days, delivers more than 91% pure omega-3. It sharpens your mind, makes your mood better, your memory better. The makers of Omax 3 are so confident that you will see and feel these amazing benefits, they're willing to send you a free 30-day supply. You just cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call the number now, 800-316-7918, and tell them that Doug Steffen sent you for Omax 3 Ultra Pure, a free 30-day supply at 800-316-7918. Are you ready for some tailgating? At stadiums everywhere, the screens are getting bigger, the speakers are getting louder. But are you upping your ante when it comes to some pregame fun? Brian Osich answers the question here on Good Day.
Football fans everywhere are getting ready for the season, and when it comes to tailgating, the fun is becoming more high-tech. GM's James Bell says their new GMC Canyon midsize truck is basically a rolling Wi-Fi hotspot, sure to enhance any game-goer's chances of having a good time.
When you go to the game, you can use your phone, obviously, to check your fantasy scores or make some updates, but you're going to run out of battery power, and the antenna in the phone is not that strong. So more importantly is to have the signal come from your truck.
A recent study finds more people who use tablets don't connect them to their data plan. That means they use Wi-Fi only.
So now at your next tailgate, the Wi-Fi signal is going to be coming from your truck. The Wi-Fi signal can connect up to 7 different devices. You can have 6 happy friends. The tailgate has just become a whole new place to be connected and have even more fun.
For more information, go to GM.com.
I'd say 10.
4 or 5.
12.
How many different beers do you think Sam Adams brews in a year?
I think Sam Adams brews about 10 different beers.
I can think of the Boston Lager.
Summer Ale.
Summer Ale.
Cherry Wheat.
Ooh, Cherry Wheat.
Rebel IPA.
Sam Adams brews over 60 different styles of beer a year.
I'm shocked.
This is crazy.
So obviously we were wrong.
I had no idea Sam Adams made this many.
These go up against some of the best beers across the world.
I'm kind of impressed.
This definitely changes my perspective on Sam Adams.
Boston Beer Company, Boston Mass. Be responsibly.
We had the announcement yesterday of the new Apple iPhone 6, technologically speaking. Our poll today asks whether you're planning to get one of these puppies. Check it out.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.